The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
As you've been hearing, two men in Athlone have been charged with violent assault and disorder after the death of Paul Connolly, who was the victim of an alleged unprovoked assault in the early hours of Saturday morning. Now, this comes not long after a man in Dublin was badly beaten at a Lewis stop by a gang of youths, a case which is currently subject to investigation. So is serious antisocial behaviour on the rise across Ireland, and what can be done to bring it under control? We're joined by Senator Barry Ward, a Fine Gael spokesperson on justice and himself a barrister. We're also joined by Councillor Michael Kilcoyne, who's an independent Mayo County Councillor based in Castlebar. Good morning and welcome to you both. Barry, we had a text the other day suggesting that Helen McEntee is great for legislation on coercive control and protecting women who might be subject to domestic abuse, all that kind of thing. And that is important work. But big picture, people don't feel safe on the streets.
Yeah, I mean, I think she is great on that, and she's brought an awful lot of new ideas to the Department of Justice and pushed forward that agenda. And that's really important because those crimes very significantly affect people also. But I don't believe that she is not looking at the big picture. So, for example, in the context of the kind of offences we're talking about today, at the moment we're passing legislation to allow Gardaí to carry body cams, for example. She's putting through legislation that also deals with protection of data maintained by the Gardaí and the Forensic Science Laboratories database of DNA. All those things are still working as well. So she can work on more than one thing at a time. And there's no question of there being a lack of priority for antisocial behaviour. But I think it's also important to distinguish between antisocial behaviour and straight up criminality. And, you know, most crime is antisocial at one level or another. The kind of antisocial behaviour I think we absolutely need to tackle at a local level is more low level antisocial behaviour, which is, you know, ruining people's ability to enjoy their homes and their neighbourhoods. Yeah. And that's something that needs to be focused on by the Gardaí as well.
And you're saying this is not criminal?
No, I'm not. It's very much criminal. And that's why that there is lots of legislation under the Public Order Act and other pieces of legislation to deal with it. But what I'm saying is, I mean, you mentioned the Athlone case, you mentioned the assault at the Lewis stop.
Georgia stop.
Yeah, and we hear about these cases. Of course, they're antisocial. They're not what I think of when we talk about antisocial behaviour. They are straight up assaults. They are serious assaults. They are matters that will end up in the circuit court on an indictable level. So they are dealt with seriously by the Gardaí as well. But I suppose antisocial behaviour, what I think of is, you know, criminal damage, vandalism, noise and nuisance at a local level that prevent people from enjoying their own communities. That's what I think of when I talk about antisocial behaviour. But what's important to note is that the government and the Department of Justice and Helen McEntee have put more resources into the Gardaí than they've ever had before. There are more Gardaí in the street today than there ever have been before.
But why do people keep telling us, Barry, that they never see a Garda in, you know, the points of potential conflict? There are very few actually on the streets. People, of course, in cars wandering around the place and hoping to maybe come upon some trouble they can deal with. And we know the CCTV cameras, particularly in the cities. But people still have a terrible unease when they're in our cities late at night. And it contrasts terribly with other European cities where people can feel comfortable.
I must say, I totally disagree with that. If you look at pretty much any metric, Ireland is one of the safest places to live in the world. And Dublin is one of the safest cities to live in the world. Now, that is cold comfort to anyone who's experienced antisocial behaviour or any kind of violence on the street. And of course, that happens. You will never have a situation where you completely eliminate crime. But to draw the comparison between a crime occurring and that being a lack of government action or a lack of action by the Gardaí is not correct. Of course, people who've experienced that might feel unsafe, and that's right. But I listened to a Dublin City Councillor in your show last week, Pat, who expanded a number of things that were simply not true. He said that there were less Gardaí resources, fewer Gardaí in the street. That is not true. The number of Gardaí have gone up and up and up. And in fact, another thing that this government has done is to put more civilian staff into an Gardaí Síochána so that the sworn members, the uniform members, are more available to involve themselves in solving crime, responding to crimes, responding to calls from members of the public, etc. So that is happening. Now, it probably doesn't feel like that if you have been the victim of crime. It doesn't feel like that if you've witnessed something happening in the street that should never happen. But we cannot have a guard on every street corner, and we don't want a guard on every street corner. That's a police state. What we want is an effective, resourced member of Gardaí Síochána.
I would never actually say that the city of Paris, for example, is a police state.
And they don't have a police on every corner either.
They have an availability 24/7 of public order people. You often see them like standing around. They have big trucks that are used to deploy them. Mm-hmm. They're there and they give you comfort. You walk through international airports and you see quite heavily armed people policing. They're often just chatting there. They're friendly and so on.
I lived in Paris for a number of years and I've seen the CRS, which is the armed branch of the Paris police, in action. They don't give me any comfort. They lay into people in a way that Ngoir the Síochána does not. And that's not something I want to see in Irish streets. I don't think it's something that's necessary. In Paris, you're dealing with a much more threatening environment. You have much greater unease, particularly outside the city centre. You have police going through the metro in Paris with semi-automatic machine guns. Now, I don't want to see those people on the Lewis. I don't want to see them on the Dart or on the buses or in the city centre. One of the great achievements of the foundation of this state and the fathers of our nation was to establish an unarmed police force. And we have a police force in Ireland that is much more reasonable than I would say any police force in Europe. They're much less heavy-handed. And in that way, they have a much greater and much stronger relationship with the people they police. We saw this during the pandemic as well. And they talked a lot about policing by consent, which I think is a term that Leo Varadkar used. It's much more effective. You don't want that separation between the community and the Garda. You want them to be part of the community and working with the community, which is another reason why there's been more and more investment in community policing, which deals with the problems that give rise to criminality and give rise to offending behaviour.
So do you actually feel totally safe walking about your business in Dublin City? I mean, you're in the courts, obviously, as a barrister. Mm-hmm. Do you feel comfortable around the Merchants Quay area? Do you feel comfortable in some of those areas where there's a lot of drug use and drug abuse?
I had an office at Merchants Quay until recently, and in the courts I meet lots of the people who are accused of these crimes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Is Dublin 100% safe? No. But show me the city anywhere in the world, the town, the village even, anywhere in the world that is 100% safe. That's never going to happen. It's an unreasonable standard to expect. What you want is an effective policing force. And what I'm saying is, if you look at any metric of policing or the levels of safety in a large capital city like Dublin, it compares incredibly favourably to any city in Europe. So you said, for example, you picked other cities in Europe. I can't think of any capital city in Europe that is as safe as Dublin is, which is not to say that Dublin doesn't have problems. It's not to say there isn't criminality. It's not to say that people don't from time to time feel unsafe, and with justification. What we need to do is deal with that, but also to put it in the context of the fact that still, on any metric, we are safer than most places.
Yeah, I just wonder because, you know, walking down some of our main thoroughfares, and maybe it's because, for example, O'Connell Street is located where it is. And, you know, if you go to Trafalgar Square, it is, it's just awash with tourists. And that often helps protect anyway. The more people that are occupying a particular space, the safer it tends to be. But I suspect that people would feel more at ease and safer in Trafalgar Square than they would outside the GPO.
I mean, I don't know, but I don't necessarily think so. But I mean, you can pick any two places in Europe and compare them, and they may or may not compare well. I suppose on the broad scale, what I'm saying is that Ireland, Dublin, cities in Ireland and towns in Ireland are generally safer than their European counterparts, and statistics back that up. But the important point is, Pat, that doesn't mean that crime doesn't happen. It doesn't mean that we can't do better. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be striving to improve it, and particularly to address the kind of offences that you're talking about, antisocial behaviour, assault, violent disorder, things that make people feel unsafe where they should not feel unsafe, which is on our streets and in our towns, the heart of our communities. They should feel safe there. They absolutely should. And that's why it's important that we do everything we can to ensure the Gardaí can deal with those issues, police those areas, make people feel safe. And I believe that is happening, notwithstanding the fact there are some examples where it hasn't.
Some of our listeners kind of believe you're a bit delusional. I work in Dublin City Libraries. It's becoming a nightmare. Teenagers constantly causing trouble, some armed and attacking staff, no security, parents letting their kids run riot, no response from the Gardaí, completely invisible. Is your guess for real? The only people who feel there's an issue with antisocial behaviour or lack of Gardaí are people who've been victims, suggesting it's not a real issue. Give me strength. There are no taxis, issues on public transport, unprovoked attacks the norm, and that's only the beginning. Another one. I'm a frontline Garda. Although that man has great stats about the numbers of Gardaí, we are so short on the front line. So many different units and not enough actual frontline Gardaí. Regular units are short-staffed, and that is a fact. Another one. The guards don't have backup. There's no sanction for assaulting a guard. Middle management is more concerned with ass covering than serving the public. Get through the 8 hours and get home, and who would blame them? So, you know, you assault a guard, no sanction.
Well, there is a sanction.
Surely that has got to be a criminal offence.
It is.
But, you know, what we're getting here is this sense that you're living in an unreal world, even though you are dealing with criminals or accused criminals every day.
No, I'm not saying that there is no issue. I'm not saying that there is not a problem with antisocial behaviour. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that when you have guests on your show last week, for example, who told us there were fewer Gardaí and gave the impression that the Dublin was just populated by marauding gangs of youths with knives, that is not an accurate impression. There is an issue with
antisocial. The frontline guard is saying that the regular units are short-staffed, and that's a fact.
Well, they are better staffed than they've ever been in the history of the state. There are more guards now, more sworn in members available to do policing duties than there have ever been since the foundation of the state. And that doesn't mean that everything's rosy in the garden. It doesn't mean that everything's perfect. And it certainly doesn't mean we shouldn't be striving to solve all of the problems that your listeners are listing. I am not saying that there isn't an issue. What I'm saying is that we need to look at it in context. And I don't want the message to go out to people that they are not safe on Irish streets, which is not to say that there are not places they are not safe. There are places that the guards need to target. Absolutely.
I want to talk to Councillor Michael Kilcoyne, independent Mayo County Councillor based in Castlebar. Michael, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
So what is your experience? I mean, Mayo is, you know, according to the stats, a very safe place to be.
Well, I mean, listen to your previous speaker, I just wonder if we're living in the same country at all. Down in Mayo, in the last 3 months, for example, a businessman had to get out of his bed at night and follow robbers. There was no Gardaí available. So I agree fully and totally with the Gardaí who rang in and said they're low in numbers on the ground. Yes, they are low in numbers on the ground. Let me tell you what happened down here in the West. And I'm a member of the Joint Policing Committee here in Mayo. County Mayo, County Roscommon and Longford has been put in together under the one chief superintendent. The number of Gardaí out on the beat and in cars on the available to the local people has been reduced substantially. And in the case of, say, for example, this businessman whose premises was broken into came up on his phone, he headed to his premises, the robbers were leaving, he rang the Gardaí before he left the house, said, look, the one car we have is tied up, it's about 20 miles away, it's going to be 20 minutes, maybe more before we get to it. He has to follow them in his car. Eventually, the Gardaí told him, look, don't be following these guys. That's law and order down here in Mayo. That's on the public record, been in the local papers and all of the rest. But even more, just as serious as this is, the amount of antisocial behaviour, and I agree with them, the other speaker, when he talks about antisocial behaviour in estates, we have housing estates, private housing estates, local authority estates, where there are some people who can't sleep in their beds at night because the people next door to them are smashing, noising, drinking, out in the garden, this kind of stuff. And we have been to court in Mayo here. The local authority has gone to court to try and take action against the family, one particular family of many who is causing this kind of disruption. And I'm saying to you clearly, sometimes when these people ring about antisocial behaviour, 3 o'clock in the morning, neighbours next door smashing, banging, out in the yard, drinking drugs and so on, they have to get up in the morning for 8 o'clock. There is no Gardaí available to come out for sometimes hours. So I'm saying to you that I don't agree at all. Maybe Dublin is so well policed, but in the west of Ireland here, that's not our experience.
All right, Michael, thank you for that contribution. Some of the other comments coming in. I'm a Dublin City paramedic. I met two Gardaí on Friday night. They told me they were the only two members free in the city centre. All the guards were off the road for the night dealing with prisoners. This is at 1 a.m. I walked from Connolly Station to O'Connell Street recently. Plenty of drug stuff going on, full of dodgy-looking people. I certainly felt unsafe. And not only do we need more visible Gardaí, we need much stronger enforcement. Dublin is lawless at the moment, and to compare us to other European cities is stupid. We need to worry about our streets. Your guest, that's Barry, is living in Cloud Cuckoo Land from Liam. Another one, same line. Cloud Cuckoo Land. Walking in Dublin day or night, you feel edgy about your surroundings more than in other European capitals. No visible police presence here. Barry, people do feel edgy. They feel uncomfortable. You might say it's not justified looking at the stats. But for example, if you're looking at Paris, you know, if you're looking at the areas around the centre of Paris, you may well feel safe. Whereas out in Saint-Denis, you may feel very, very unsafe.
Yeah.
So there's lies, damn lies and statistics.
Undoubtedly. And just to be clear, I'm not saying that it's unjustifiable for people to feel unsafe. If people feel unsafe, that is a problem and it needs to be addressed. But what I'm really, the point that I was making was that you had a guest on last week who made suggestions that were not correct. And when we look at it in context, Dublin is safer than Paris statistically and in terms of...
But as I say, it depends how you gather the statistics.
Of course it does. No, I absolutely accept that. But even if you look at the centre of Paris, but it's not really important if you're somebody who does feel uneasy walking through Dublin. I walked through Dublin today to the studio. I didn't feel unsafe, but of course it's the south city centre of Dublin where there is a lot of people and, you know, maybe the problems that people have talked about walking from Connolly or whatever don't exist. I'm not downplaying the importance of people feeling safe on the streets. What I'm saying is that the Gardaí are there, and I suppose what I would say that the answer to this is not necessarily to have, for example, more offences, because there's plenty of law there. What we need is more order. And one of the things that I think is positive about what the Guards is doing is they're investing more in community policing. Community policing hits the root of this kind of offending behaviour, gets to people before they become offenders, puts in place resources in communities where, unfortunately, you can see statistically a greater likelihood that somebody might get involved in antisocial or more serious criminal behaviour. And we need to target those areas so that young people growing up realise they have options and have other things to do.
Specifically for you, I sent that text last week. Barry is talking nonsense. I drive across O'Donovan Rossa Bridge every day and I see open drug dealing every morning 50 yards from the forecourts, which might be not too far from your place of business. That's from Ronan in Churchtown. 150 metres, therefore, from the Bridewell. Yeah. And yes, it is visible. So, I mean...
No, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, Pat, and I see that too. Absolutely. I'm not saying that...
So what do you do about it?
Well, what I'm saying is we need to target resources to ensure that people have other options. Now, drugs is a major issue in everywhere in Ireland and everywhere in Europe. The answer to this is what I'm saying is not having a guard standing on O'Donovan Rossa Bridge every morning. That's not an effective use of resources. And if you have a guard in every street corner, it doesn't actually solve the problem. All it does is have more Gardaí away from where resources need to be targeted. And we have to allow the Gardaí to target those resources where they're needed. Of course it's true that there is criminality in Dublin. Of course it's true that there's antisocial behaviour and problems. But what I'm saying is, if we want to actually solve these problems and make Dublin more crime-free, then what we need to be doing is addressing the causes of those problems. Investing resources.
That's long-term.
It is long-term,
And you do that and you invest in communities and you try to get parents to, you know, keep their children somehow in check, give good example and so on. That's a generational thing. In the meantime... We need to feel safe.
We do. And we need to have more guards in the street, which is exactly what the government is doing. We need to resource the guards. We need to be putting through legislation like we are at the moment, for example, to have Gardaí body cams. And that addresses particularly public order offences, because when Gardaí come across a situation, everything is recorded and that's evidence for possible future prosecutions, etc.
Right.
We need to empower the Gardaí with all the other technological resources. And there is investment in that. So what I'm saying to people is, have faith that the work is being done. Yes, there are problems. We're working hard to solve them. And I must say, I think that they are getting better and I hope we will see tangible results in the near future.
Before I let you go, another frontline Garda. There are many days when we struggle to get even one Garda to man a car. We're bogged down with administration and answering questions. I haven't been on the beat for over 6 years. We're now offering a reactive service rather than a proactive service that I did when I first joined 20 years ago. For the city centre, I avoid it like the plague on my rest days. Now that's a Garda, and he avoids the city centre because such is the situation there. Look, we leave it to Senator Barry Ward, Fine Gael spokesperson on justice and also a barrister. And before that, we heard Councillor Michael Kilcoyne, an independent Mayo councillor.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.